Our text is verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, in Psalm 100, a psalm which, as I said, has as its superscription a psalm for giving thanks, we are stirred up to shout for joy, to serve the Lord with gladness, to come into his presence with joyful songs, and in short, to enter the very gates of heaven with thanksgiving and praise. And why? Because of who he is, who we are, and what he has done for us. As I think upon millions of tables that will be filled today with all kinds of delicious things, and homes stretching all the way from Newfoundland to the Queen Charlotte Islands off BC, I wonder how many homes will know real thanksgiving. The kind of thanksgiving that this psalm speaks of. And not only today, but every day. For this psalm inspires us to celebrate real thanksgiving as the people of God. For in fact, it is thanksgiving which marks us as the people of God. In Romans 1 verse 21, the apostle says that although men, apart from God, know God, yes, indeed they do, they see his evidence of his hand all around them, all that he has made, his power and his wisdom. They experience every day his gracious gifts, showing forth his loving kindness in spite of our unworthiness. Yet he says they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. And so for many, Thanksgiving Day means only good eating in the company of family and friends, the game on TV, where if prayers are offered, it's only in honor of the occasion. And then, only out of tradition or of a feeling of sentimentality. A day of thanksgiving, perhaps, but more a day of being thankful to ourselves. Yes, people know full well that today is called Thanksgiving Day. The government recognizes it. It's a day off from work and a day off from school. But as you sit at those tables and take part in those celebrations, you would be confused as to who it is that will really receive thanksgiving today and why. But oh, how different it is for those whose hearts and lives reverberate with the praises of Psalm 100. For here there is the confession that the Lord is God. That is, that the Lord is everything. That he is great, that he is good. That it is in him that we live and move and have our being. And that he is the source of all that we have. Really, the beginning of thanksgiving is doxology. Praise to God, which we see here. The kind of praise with which the Apostle Paul explodes at the end of Romans 11 when he says, "Oh, the depths of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his thoughts and his paths beyond tracing out. For who has ever known the mind of this God? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given anything to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Do you really want to know exuberant thanksgiving today? Joy-filled thanksgiving? Then just glory in the greatness of the God whom we own and who has owned us as His people. Think upon, remind each other of what He has done and who He is according to His Word. Sing praises to Him around the table today, not only in church, but at home. Remind yourselves, call to mind for yourselves and for your children who God is and what He has done for us in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then you'll know thanksgiving. The world does not give thanks. The world says today and every day, what I have is due to myself. What I've done. I've worked for everything I enjoy today and all that I am. But the child of God knows it's what he is. That is one of God's chosen people. That he is what he is, and that what he has, what he has, eternal riches in Christ Jesus, is all not because of anything that he has done, but because of God's incomprehensible grace and unfathomable love. As verse 3 of Psalm 100 says, it is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Here this psalm calls us to confess the only comfort, the only and greatest thing that matters for this world and the world to come. And that is that we are not our own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. That we belong to his sheepfold. That we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. You know what that means? It means to be a people who are a part of a community which is the most blessed and richest people imaginable. A community chosen for eternal life. Here we confess that we are those people. The very ones for whom Jesus, the Good Shepherd, laid down his sheep so that we could be a part of those people. Who has come that we might have life to the full. That we might have not only good things, the many good things, materially speaking, for which we give thanks today. For we know from whose hand it comes. But not only that, but all things, life itself, the very best, that which this world cannot offer, life with God, full of the blessings of God, and life forever. Do you have good health? Then thank God, it comes from Him. But if you don't have good health, even then we can thank the Lord, for health is here for a while and gone, but in Christ, we have eternal life. Do you have wealth? Indeed, all of us have something, many things, more things we can count materially speaking. These things, too, come from His hand. But even more so, we have and enjoy and own the unsearchable riches that are ours in Christ. Are our children healthy? Some are not. Many of our children are. But even so, we know in Christ we have the blessings of children that are born again, who know the Lord Jesus, whose work of grace is evident in them, and we can give thanks to the Lord. Are our tables laden with the fruit of the garden and the field. It's from His hand. But even more so, we may rejoice in the fruit of the Spirit. Do we smell bread freshly baked in our homes? Even more so, we have the bread from heaven which endures to eternal life. Truly, the more we praise God for His greatness and goodness, the more we see who He is for us and to us, the more we see our own riches as our blessedness is wrapped up in Him. And the more that we see that, the more we praise Him again and again. And thus we are called to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. God's people are a thankful people, showing this thanksgiving all the time. This is what I said separates the people of God from the people of the world. Once a farmer went into a restaurant, and after he received his meal, he gave thanks, bowed his head, and prayed. And the young man a couple tables over said, "Hey, old man, do all the people do that where you come from?" And he said, "No, son, the pigs don't." You see, God's people are different. God's people recognize where it all comes from. And they are the ones who are invited by God Himself into His very presence to open up their hearts in thanksgiving to Him for all that He has done. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. These are not our courts that we are called to enter, but God's. And that we may do so is the cause of greatest thanks. We are called to enter into the very presence of God, before His very face, not only now, but every day of our lives. We are called to enter into His very presence, entering into those gates which Revelation 21:27 says are shut to the unclean. But as His people in Jesus Christ, we have that great privilege of drawing unto God, near unto God our Father. Not only the outer courts, but into the very holy of holies, opened up for us through Jesus Christ. Yes, indeed, there is a great difference between those who may be happy for the gifts that they will receive today, but do not know the giver, who do not know the one in whom alone we are truly rich and truly blessed, who calls us to partake of the greatest blessings in Him. As Psalm 36 says, they, His people, invited to come near to Him as we are in Jesus Christ, they feast on the abundance of Your house. You give them drink from Your river of delights. For with You is the fountain of life. In Your light, we see light. As God Himself desires us to come near as His loving children in adoration and praise for such a faithful Father. Children who adore and love Him and desire to be near Him, to thank Him and to praise Him for His goodness. This God, who is our Father and our King in our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see now why this psalm calls us to shout, such as loyal subjects do when their beloved king, whom they adore, whom they praise, appears amongst them? why this psalm calls us to serve Him with the gladness of those enjoying a wedding feast, great celebration and joy. And that's why our whole life, both in church and everywhere else, is to be a joyful and thankful song of praise. There are people in Nigeria, many other churches in Western Africa that I have seen, heard of, will have spent all of yesterday, maybe 4 to 5 hours, on a cement bench with no back, praising God for His goodness, being unable to stop their mouths for the praise that is in their hearts and the thanksgiving that they have for Him, for all the blessings with which they know He has lavished on them. Even though they have only the clothes on their back and hardly anything else, but rejoice in the covenant promises of their Heavenly Father. We in North America, we as Christians, can only ask, are we as rich as they? Once, while visiting President Franklin Roosevelt in the White House, a man by the name of Wendell Willkie asked him, "Mr. President, why do you keep that frail, sickly man, Harry Hopkins, at your elbow?" And Roosevelt said, "Mr. Willkie, through that door flows daily an incessant stream of men and women who almost invariably want something from me. Harry Hopkins wants only to serve me. That's why he is so near to me." How near are we to our Heavenly Father? This psalm is the Old Testament expression of Romans 12, verse 1, calling us to present our very bodies, all that we have, all that we are, as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to Him. May God grant, by the working of His Spirit within us, a true thanksgiving that desires to praise Him with nothing less than all that we are and have. A thanksgiving expressed in thanks living. That alone is wholehearted thanksgiving towards our big-hearted God, who has enabled us and made us to be a thankful people indeed. Amen.